Exercise 9. Organic material occurs naturally in aquatic environments. Fish die, leaves fall into streams, and soil washes into rivers. This kind of material is fairly insoluble, however. It breaks down quite slowly, so it does not demand a lot of oxygen all at once. It's a different picture when you pour thousands of liters of sewage into a lake. Because sewage is made up of lots of small bits of organic material dissolved or suspended in water, it starts to break down very quickly, creating an immediate demand for large amounts of oxygen. Furthermore, as it breaks down, reduction as well as oxidation can occur. When organic material is reduced, it liberates ammonia. Neither oxygen depletion nor ammonia liberation is good for fish or other aquatic organisms. For example, salmon and trout require a minimum oxygen level of 6 milligrams per liter to live in a river. Trout cannot grow if the ammonia concentration exceeds 0.025 milligrams per liter, and they will die if it exceeds 0.25 milligrams per liter.